It is Thursday morning, and we check in with the Chancellor at Ivy Tech. It's our good friend, Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you today?
Well, as long as the air conditioning keeps working, I think I'll be just fine. We went out to the Touch-A-Truck deal yesterday down at Lower Crest with the two kids, and we were there for about 22 minutes. And it was about 1:15 in the afternoon, and I see my son make this face, and I'm like, what's the matter? And then I look and see, well, he's climbing on a chrome bumper truck that's been sitting in the sun all day. And it's like, oh, we could fry an egg on that. So, yeah, that's to just give you a little how hot was it? It was that hot.
Really warm.
And then when I wrang out my shirt after 20 minutes, I knew who it was. See, I'm no longer an athlete, so I have to deal with such things like constant sweating and everything else.
Oh, my gosh, that's wild.
Yeah, it is.
It's been pretty hot.
It is. Now, your air conditioning's working. New buildings. Everything's been great. No issues with any of that?
No, everything's running like it should, and you know we've got the best director of facilities in the state, Doug Matic, and he's got that place humming, and it's beautiful.
Excellent, and you've got some folks that are going to be visiting you from Africa, 18 African countries. Talk about the Mandela Fellows and when they will be in town.
Yeah, we are really really excited about the opportunity to first of all to work as we do often with IU and. This time it's with the Office of International Development, and so we will be hosting some fellows from 18 different African countries, and they're young. They're from between the ages of 25 and 35, and they are leaders in their own countries. So they are, you know, they're working in their countries. They're mid-management type people, and they really want to make changes within their institutions, their communities, their own countries. And so they're visiting all across the nation, actually. I think there's something like 1,000 different fellows. And I'll back that up a little bit. To apply to become one of these fellows, it's pretty rigorous. And more than 40,000 of these African leaders apply to come to one place in the country. And so that's pretty intense, and 18 of them are coming here to both IU and Ivy Tech, and we're really excited. They want to learn more about the community college, so we've got some breakout panels for them. They want to meet our program chairs, our deans. They want to just talk about all kinds of different things related to entrepreneurial thinking and how to solve community problems through that, through nonprofits. And so we have I think it's next Wednesday and next Thursday that they're coming for a variety of different activities, and we're really super excited about it.
Outstanding. And the World Wide Web, you can find all that stuff going on. And
It's awesome.
Africa coming here to figure out how we do things and try to make it a better place. Over there. Now, the Center for Lifelong Learning, you got all kinds of stuff going on for kids and everything else. So if people are looking for stuff to do during the summertime, you're the place to go.
Yeah, we have so many different programs and camps for kids. And so that we have camps starting again next week. So every week we have a variety of different openings and things like that so people can contact us. But, you know, every morning when I walk into campus, I get to see it's a classroom full of young kids, probably 10, 11 years old, and they're taking a 3D printing and engineering design camp, and they are just loving it. They're with these huge computers, and they're working with these 3D printers, and, you know, I still can't wrap my head around these 3D printers.
Neither can I.
And the whole operation.
No.
Like, oh, my God.
You
but
say
these kids can do it.
And well, they should be. They're the ones that are going to have to embrace this moving forward. This is fun for them. It's confusing
it's
for us,
cool.
But it's fun for them.
And they're designing things.
Well,
and it
keeps them out of gangs. It keeps them out of trouble. That's the other
that's
beneficial
right.
part to all this. Jenny Vaughn is our guest this morning. She's the chancellor at Ivy Tech. The Ivy Tech Indiana group has a new leader, soon to be president-elect, Dr. Sue Elsperman, and she's going to be around in town. What's happening with her visit, and what do you expect to hear from the new president-elect?
We are really excited about this. All day tomorrow, she will be coming to Bloomington and taking tours with me and others around our campus. And actually what she's done is, you know, she really hit the ground running. She really doesn't start her job officially until July 1. But she is making an effort to go to every single campus across the state to meet people, to hear what they have to say about how we can improve our student success. She just wants to get to know the campuses and get to know the faces and people, and I'm so excited about it. And so we're about 6 or 7 of the regions have already had their visit, and so we're hearing really great positive things about those visits and how she really wants to meet people and, again, hear about what things we think we could do to improve some things that need to happen. And she's coming to our campus all day tomorrow, and we'll start a tour of our beautiful main campus. I'm taking her around every inch of that space and the main campus itself. She'll get to see all these kids in these camps, because we've got a lot of them. All of our students attempting to complete their degrees, she'll see a lot of them. She'll personally meet individually as well with faculty, with staff, with my cabinet, with our trustees. She's going to be here all day long. She's coming at 9, and she said, you know, pack my day till 5, and that's what we're going to do. And we're going to have a great lunch in the middle of the afternoon with lots of leaders of the community, and we're just thrilled that she's coming to Bloomington tomorrow all day, and we're excited.
Now, as part of that, trying to get her to understand what you are doing individually as a school or what your role collectively is as Ivy Tech for Indiana?
I think it's really a little bit of both, because she knows that we are, you know, what Bloomington, Ivy Tech Bloomington is regional, and we're going to do the things that work for us here in Bloomington, and the arts are very important to us, and our life sciences partners are very important to us, and you know, lots of transfers, you know, obviously we have a lot of students that transfer, you know, and it's not the same way in other parts of the state. So
right.
He wants to hear about exactly what you said. What are we doing differently? What are we doing collectively?
Yeah, like your partnerships with local businesses and things like that. I figured the rest of them could learn from you guys, because it seems like you've got a really good blueprint in place.
Exactly. That's exactly what she's going to do. She wants to hear about those best practices. You know, we're the only ones in the state that have centers of excellence, and so those kinds of things. And she knows about them. I've met with her a couple of times. She does know about some of those different things, and I think she wants to try to replicate some things that are going on at different places that are really, you know, state of the art and best practices that we can replicate in other campuses. So really excited about her visit. Can't wait.
How does her position help you individually, or does she really have to focus on the entire system? Is there anything that she can help you specifically with?
I think she will always be there to help whenever, you know, I personally as a chancellor will need her help. I will report to her directly. So
okay.
She's going to be my new boss. All the chancellors report to her, as well as the administration at Central Administration in Indianapolis. So, you know, we're going to have monthly meetings, lots of dialogue, lots of communication back and forth individually and as a group. So I just really look forward to meeting with her and her style of leadership. And, you know, I'm just excited to move things along with Ivy Tech in general. You know, we're a new community college that, you know, when you think of the big scheme of things, over 50 years, some community colleges have been around for a lot longer than that. And so we've got some things that we need to look at to make the needle move with student success and completion rates and all those good things, and we're ready to make that happen with her leadership.
Are you guys going to stick around for the golf outing tomorrow or on Saturday morning?
Yeah, I'm going. Neville and I are playing with a couple here in Bloomington, so we have about almost 70 players. I think people are still signing up, and we're excited about that. And the weather looks really good.
Yes,
so,
no rain.
So we'll play with students, and it'll be fun. It'll be a really good time.
Then you'll be done in plenty of time to get over to the Taste and have some fun with
That's
all
right.
of that. And is that Neville's Father's Day present, a round of golf on a Saturday morning?
Ooh, perfect.
There you go.
Thank you. Oh, my God, that was perfect.
Happy Father's
Day.
That's right. That and a pair of tickets to the Taste of Bloomington. I said, what a weekend.
I hope he's not listening, because then I really wanted to see his prize.
Oh, no, don't worry. No one's listening. You're fine on that.
Right.
Now, fall registration, it's never too far away. It seems like, heck, is there any summer school I can still get into if I have kids coming home from college, or if I have kids that are bored that need to take some classes maybe to get ahead for college? What you've got options.
For summer, our summer session has closed, so we have just, believe it or not, summer's going to be over in like 6 weeks. So that is closed, and then at least at Ivy Tech it will be. Our fall classes start Monday, August 22nd. We really want to get people in as soon as possible. We really want that August 12th to be kind of their the date that, you know, the deadline that you try to register so that you're totally ready on day one with your financial aid if you need it, your textbooks, you know exactly where you're going, you're totally oriented to the college, to the campus. But we start classes on August 22nd, and we're taking walk-ins. We're taking people right now to come in and get registered. So if you haven't done it yet, let's
eliminate some of those hurdles where if it's last minute and you're scrambling, that might not get you off to the best start you would
really
like.
Doesn't help.
No, it doesn't. Now, finally,
we want them prepared and ready to go.
Exactly right. And the more things you can do to eliminate those hurdles, the easier it can be to get done. Finally, this morning, you have a presentation that starts tomorrow with your friends at the Cardinal Stage Company.
That's right. Opens tomorrow, Murder Ballad.
Oh, my.
Cardinal Stage at the Waldron. And I'm hearing lots of great things about it. So if you.
That's a lot of crows.
That's right. I think it's supposed to be pretty good. I've been hearing a lot from friends that are kind of involved and stuff. So that show runs through July 3rd, and you can get tickets at Cardinal Stage, and it should be great. Another great thing that you can do in Bloomington.
Absolutely right, and that's at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Art Center, right across from the parking garage. Very convenient for all that.
That's right.
As well. All right, Fairways and Greens on Saturday, and
right.
Enjoy your visit with the president-elect. That's exciting times, and we'll hear more about the Mandela Fellows next Thursday.
Yes, absolutely. Look forward to it.
Hey, great job as always, Jenny. Tell Neville happy Father's Day. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you. Happy Father's Day to you and everybody else.